Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today, Matthew 26, verses 50 through 54. Then the men of the mob stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword and drew it out and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen this way? Eventually, the disciples ran, but their initial reaction was to fight. As the men with Judas seized Jesus, the disciples asked if they should go after the soldiers with swords. Before Jesus could answer, one of them drew his sword and attacked the servant of the high priest. He aimed for his heart. He got only his ear. The response of Jesus is instructive. Even as he was being dragged away, he told the disciples that nothing was happening outside of God's plan. 12 legions of angels were waiting on the edge of heaven, ready to come to rescue him. He had only say the word. However, Jesus explained that the scriptures said it would happen this way and that it must be fulfilled. Jesus was no victim. He did not find himself at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was not a casualty at the hands of the religious leaders or the Roman authorities. Jesus went to the cross on his own and for a purpose. The penalty of sin is death, and Jesus took the punishment on our behalf. He bore our sins in his body on the cross. He died so we could live. Lord Jesus, thank you for voluntarily going to the cross for me. Thank you for paying the penalty of my sin. Thank you for the life that you provide now and forever. In your name I pray, amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, we would count it a privilege to do that. Just send your request to us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org.